92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There was a massive announcement from the big three tech companies recently. Apple, Google, and Microsoft have partnered up for a unified effort to initiate something called FIDO. It's a system that will eliminate the use of passwords, and some websites are actually already using it. They claim they can provide faster, easier, and more secure sign-ins for computer users across all kinds of devices and platforms because passwords are one of the biggest security problems on the web. Now, we all know we're supposed to use complex strings of letters and numbers and symbols for our passwords, but we don't. People use their birthday, their pet's name, their kid's name, family member's name, or just 123456, sometimes password. I love that one. You raise your hand. You've done that, haven't you? Sure. And 95% of the passwords people use these days can be hacked in just a couple of minutes. That could result in having your account taken by someone else, which could lead to stolen identity nightmares. So this passwordless system they're proposing is that you'll sign into a site as usual with your account, but then the website will text or email you a one-time use code to get access to your information. And you've probably experienced this already. I've had to deal with it with several of my bank accounts. And while I can see that this is somewhat more secure because you're getting a one-time passcode sent to you by a different method, it's such a pain every time I go to access my bank account or my credit card website, I gotta go into my email or grab my phone. Just let me in so I can do what I want to do and move on. But it looks like we're all gonna have to be doing this pretty soon because they want to implement this across the web. But wait, hang on just a second. There's still like 20% of America who don't have any kind of mobile phone and they can't get text messages, and a lot of them don't use email either. So what are those people going to do? This sounds like another plan that wasn't well thought through.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.